the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, joined today by Mark Brown. Mark is Director of Field Services with Plains Cotton Growers, headquartered in Lubbock. And Mark, I know you spend quite a bit of time out on the road covering the Southern High Plains, the largest cotton growing region in the U.S. Have you found some mud?
Yes, sir. I have found some mud over the last week or so, and it's really been good to see some mud and some standing water in the low spots. And I'm actually visiting with you as we speak from Deaf Smith County, and I understand a lot of people up in this area received a couple of inches last week. I believe it was April the 9th that the majority of that precipitation fell, and we were so blessed and pleased that even though our area has been very dry, most of the Plains cotton growers' growing area received some very beneficial, very timely rainfall that's going to make a big impact on the soil moisture profile that we have as we get much closer to the planting season. And so a lot of people received amounts in the range of a half to 1 inch. And then there were multiple counties that received 2 to 3 inches. And just let me just kind of cover that area just real quickly. Up around the Canyon area, around Randall County, Armstrong County, Briscoe, and then as we moved down to Tulia, we had Swisher, and then Hale and Floyd counties picked up some really good 2 to 3 inch rainfall. And then also parts of Deaf Smith, where I am today, and also much of Palmer County received some very beneficial rainfall. And that's really good because out here on the New Mexico and Texas state line, it's been extremely dry for a long time. Now, unfortunately, as we move south and we talk with our producers down in Yoakum County, they did not receive these beneficial rainfalls last week. And so that's certainly unfortunate. We get down around the Dawson County area. They picked up a little bit of rain around Patricia. Then as you move on south of there and move down into Martin in Midland counties, there was no rainfall occurrence there. So didn't fill in all the holes, but for a majority of the Plains cotton growers area, we did receive that very, very beneficial rainfall. You know, Tony, I might mention about the wheat that we have out here. We had the winter snow, and a lot of wheat did very well, and then seemed like it progressed very rapidly. Most of our wheat is in the boot to heading stages now, and I wondered what all of this rainfall might do in the way of intentions with this wheat. And with the producers I have visited with, those that had planned to take the wheat to cover, probably 85% of that had already been sprayed and for the termination shot. So those decisions were already made prior to this rainfall. I have, as I've been driving around today, I have seen several fields that have been swathed. And so there will be fields that are used for forage production. And then I've also talked to some growers that also intend to take this wheat on to grain. And we'll just have to see how it goes and how things progress for the wheat season as we move toward the grain field and move on toward harvest on that. A lot of those producers that take this wheat to grain tell me that they plan to leave the residue in place and then they will summer fallow that field, hope to collect a lot of subsoil moisture, and then be able to plant cotton in that for the 2025 growing season. And we are seeing some planters rolling currently, and those planters, for the most part, I think, are planting corn. And I don't think it'll be very long before we'll be hearing people talk about intentions of getting out there with some cotton, in, especially in those southern counties.
And we've done this before where we've started off with what appeared to be a home run season and then the wheels fell off. So we can't look at it this early in the season and go, we're going to make a bumper crop this year, right?
That is a fact. And, you know, we never know what the season's going to be like. And for us out here in the West Texas area, we are a high-risk area. And unfortunately, it'll be on up into the season before we have a good indication of what yield potential is like. But we right now, things are looking promising for many counties. Whenever we look at the overall planting intentions for cotton, we know that the last USDA planting intentions report showed an indication of about 5.5 million acres of cotton production for the Texas area. And let's say we have 60% of that in the Plains cotton producing region. That would be a pretty good average based on historical production. And so that would put us in somewhere in a range of about 3.3 to 3.5 million acres of planting intentions for cotton on the Texas High Plains. That would be those Panhandle counties that produce cotton down through Midland, Martin, and Howard counties.
Now, you mentioned we'll know better as the season moves on. Usually by the time we get to July, we've got a little better idea. We're starting to get closer to the final mark there, but that's a pretty good time to get out in the field, and I think you've got a group from Turkey, not talking Turkey, Texas, but the country Turkey, right, coming to see cotton. Is that right?
Yes, sir. That is the plan. And so that is something that we try to do each year with Plains cotton growers, is we work closely with National Cotton Council. Of course, we're one of the larger regional producer organizations, but we work closely with the National Cotton Council. And then not only that, but we work in several different ways with Cotton Council International, so that even though we are a regional organization, we can still have a global outreach on that. And let me explain that in the 23 season, that Plains cotton growers passed through about $50,000 that went directly to Cotton Council International by vote of our producer board of directors. And we typically offer at least that much. And it was a rather short growing season, as you know. So in many years, we're able to spend twice that much to support all of the offices that are held worldwide through Cotton Council International. And then not only that, but there are matching funds for trade, international trade, that are able to be picked up because of those donations. And also, we have the opportunity to work with Cotton Council International when they bring U.S. trade missions to look at the cotton producing areas. And most of the time, those are your textile executives from the processing countries that import a lot of U.S. cotton. Last year in October, we had the opportunity to talk to 27 different companies, and they were from 15 cotton purchasing countries from across the globe. As you mentioned, in July of this year, we're currently making plans with CCI to see another trade mission, and they will be coming across the United States, and they will make a stop in the Lubbock area. And we hope to have the opportunity to have a good visit with them. And from what I understand, these executives are going to be from the country of Turkey. And if you look at the major importing countries of U.S. cotton, Turkey is currently the fifth largest importer of U.S. cotton on the list today. So it's going to be a great opportunity for us to promote United States cotton, and even more specifically, to answer questions and to make contacts and promote West Texas cotton on behalf of our cotton producers here in Plains cotton growers.
Okay, Mark, we're running out of time, just a couple of minutes left, but Plains cotton growers has new officers as well, right?
We do. We just finished up our annual meeting just a few days ago. We appreciate your attendance there and your your assistance with that meeting. And now we've got a new slate of officers that were inducted after our elections, and we've got a new set of board members. And so just let me briefly run through our new officer list. We've got our new incoming president, Travis Myers. He's from Linn County down at O'Donnell, Texas, cotton and cattle producer. We've got Mr. Brent Coker from the Spring Lake Earth area over in Lamb County, and he will be our vice president. And then our incoming secretary treasurer is from Floyd County over in Floydada and Dari area, and that is John Jones. And our chairman of the board and our media past president is Mr. Martin Sterner. And, of course, Martin produces cotton up in that Lockney region, the Lockney area. And he's done a phenomenal job for us the last 2 years as president. And our outgoing chairman of the board was Brent Nelson. And so we're going to let him off the hook for a few years and give him a little bit of a rest. And Martin will take his place as chairman of the board and immediate past president. We appreciate all these men for taking time from their families and from their farms and their operations to serve as leadership on behalf of all the producers out here on the High Plains.
You can keep up with Plains Cotton Growers online, plainscotton.org. plainscotton.org. Mark Brown is Director of Field Services with Plains Cotton Growers on today's Agribusiness Report.
Let's talk about cotton research. Cotton Incorporated funds more than 400 ag research projects every year. They study cotton, engineering, economic development, entomology, agronomy, pathology, variety selection, expanded cotton seed uses. And that's just the start. You grow the cotton research and promotion program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
Tired of paying for expensive and inefficient fertilizer? Then you need to source it. Source from Sound Agriculture optimizes the nutrients supplied by the microbes in your soil, providing 25 pounds of nitrogen and 25 pounds of phosphorus per acre, and unlocks tied up phosphorus and other micronutrients. Source is a cost-effective alternative to live biologicals that you can throw in the tank and spray in season. Unlock your crop's potential and increase your ROI with Source. Find your local dealer at sound.ag.